shows. And on the line now, I have Aileen Hickey from Parentline. Good afternoon, Aileen.
Afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call.
No worries.
Things seem to be easing up now at the moment. The shops are open again and people are rushing out to do their Christmas shopping. But for some parents out there, this can result in a lot of pressure.
A huge amount of pressure. I mean, you know, first of all, you know, Christmas isn't the most wonderful time of the year for plenty of families out there.
Yeah.
In fact, I think for plenty of families out there, it's the most stressful time of the year, you know, and this is in a year where it has already been very challenging for parents, and I think Christmas can bring more challenges every year, and particularly it can bring, you know, more challenges for parents this year. So I mean, I suppose once again, you know, our lines, the helplines, are extremely busy at the moment. It hasn't died down in the least. In fact, you know, we had a particularly busy month there again in November, and even there last week, the first week in December, the lines are particularly busy because, you know, parents are under a lot of stress, and as I say, and Christmas is adding to that stress for a lot of parents. But, you know, I mean, I suppose what we're trying to say to parents is that, you know, this is the time of year that they, first of all, I think what everyone needs to realise is that everyone is tired at the moment. I mean, you know, I generally and genuinely feel that, you know, that parents are tired, kids are tired. So, you know, everyone needs to regard Christmas not so much as a lockdown, but because it isn't a lockdown, first of all, but as a time that they can kind of, you know, recharge their batteries. I suppose, you know, unfortunately, people have been living in close quarters for a large part of this year when they wouldn't normally have been. Usually Christmas is the time where families start living in close quarters for a couple of weeks, but this time around, parents have already been living, families have already been living in close quarters for many months of the year. You know, and a lot of the time that might be with adult children who would normally be out of the family home, or, you know, with students who maybe haven't gone away to go to college, and so on. So, you know, and Christmas can be a bit of a battlefield in that way, you know, for parents. So, I mean, I just think it's difficult, you know, for people who don't live together all year long to, you know, suddenly be confined. So I suppose what we're trying to say to parents is that, you know, I think for this Christmas, it's just about kind of managing the expectation levels, both in terms of their kids' expectation levels and their own expectation levels of their kids, you know, to have kind of realistic expectations of how it's going to go. It's not going to be the same Christmas as every year. Obviously, people need to be very mindful of any kind of travel plans or elderly relatives and all the rest of it as well. But that, I suppose what we're trying to say to parents is that, you know, to try and hold on to, you know, a bit of routine even during the couple of weeks of Christmas, you know, and to be active, but without forcing, you know, a rigid schedule of meals and games and playing cards and, you know, jumping up and down and doing stuff all the time, or, you know, even walks, you know. So I think parents just have to be as tolerant as they can with themselves and with their kids. And again, a lot of that goes back to, you know, kind of realizing that, you know, that they can only be as good enough a parent as they can be, and that their kids can only be as good enough children, you know, as they can be. So, you know, again, just kind of don't lose sight of what's important and try and keep the expectations as realistic as possible, and to try and, you know, not to do anything that will cause high stress levels. So if there's going to be an activity or a game, or, you know what I mean, it's going to cause high stress levels, you know, kind of walk away from it. So I suppose they'd be, you know, it's all very obvious stuff, John, as you well know, but that's not always easy. You know, it's not always easy to remember the obvious stuff, you know, when it's Christmas time. You know, I mean, I think a lot of it is, you know, maybe about kind of pressing the pause button. And, you know, and again, you know, the one thing that we always say to parents is that, you know, the only thing that, in relation to your children, the only thing that you can control is your own reaction to what they do, to their own behaviours, or, you know, their own expectations. But the only thing you can control in relation to them, really, is your own reaction towards them and your own behaviour. You can't control theirs entirely.
Yeah. And you said there your helpline is as busy as ever, if not busier. And this whole pandemic thing is adding to people's stress levels anyway.
It's adding to the stress levels massively. I mean, you know, our helplines are up you know, almost, well, they're up about 37% from where they were this time last year. So, you know, the service is very busy. And, you know, that's not just in terms of lockdown-related issues. A lot of the issues have been exacerbated by the lockdown, but, you know, a lot of them have been bubbling underneath anyway. You know, we're getting a huge amount of calls, and I've spoken to this about this to you before, huge amount of calls in relation to school refusal, which is a very big issue, and our anxiety about school or school-related issues. Huge amount of calls from parents in terms of their children who are exhibiting angry and aggressive and sometimes violent behaviours towards them. There's parents out there who are, you know, worried that their kids are a bit more lonely and isolated than they used to be because kids don't have the same amount of social interaction that they used to have. Yes, they have it in school, but they don't have it after school. We've got a lot of calls this year about parents who are, you know, concerned about access and custody because, you know, the lockdown has been difficult or the restrictions have been difficult for parents who are separated or who aren't living together in terms of access and custody. And again, that's always an issue that arises, you know, every Christmas, you know, and that it can be a very difficult time for parents who don't live together to manage their role as parents, you know, and some, you know, inevitably, you know, the parents that maybe the children aren't with that particular Christmas can end up feeling lonely or sad or resentful. So, you know, again, I suppose, you know, the best suggestion there would be that, you know, for parents to even make some sort of an informal arrangement, with a bit of access on Christmas Day or around Christmas. You know, so again, it's just trying to be mindful, you know, both of the expectations of the children, but also to be mindful of the fact that, you know, parents and we as parents and me as a parent, that, you know, we are all very tired. We have all had a very challenging year. And just to remember that when you're dealing with your kids, and as I say, to press the pause button, you know, if you find behaviours challenging, you know, as it can be at any time of the year, to try and press the pause button or to try and, you know, to de-escalate your response or, you know, change your reaction to the behaviours and, you know, just try and be as tolerant as possible.
Yeah. Now, I talk to MABS a few times a year, and we usually do talk about a Christmas budget that they do every year. But they are very concerned as well about parents going to money lenders. And
well, again, you know, again, as you just said there, I mean, that is something that comes up every year. I mean, again, you know, obviously the advice out there is, you know, that you only buy what you can afford.
Yeah.
But, you know, parents, you know, they want to please their children at Christmas time, and they do get into debt over it. Particularly, you know, the worry is always, you know, with parents, you know, it's not so much your bank loan or a credit union loan; it's going to money lenders for money, which then has to be repaid at exorbitant rates, you know, right through the following year. And that's a cyclical thing; it's very hard to get out of an environment like that. So again, you know, the best advice is literally pare back the kids' expectations, pare back your own expectations, and only buy what you can afford. And again, as I say, we all know that's easier said than done when they're all looking for, you know, the newest PS5 or whatever it is. But, you know, there's no point in causing further stress on the family by, you know, putting the family into debt or, you know, adding more financial stress to everything else that's going on. And can I just say as well, John, Parentline does maintain a helpline service during the Christmas period. And when I say the Christmas period, for the 2 weeks around Christmas, as in from Monday, December 21st to Friday, January 1st or Monday, January 4th, whichever way you want to look at it. But Parentline will have a helpline service available for parents who are struggling, who want a bit of guidance or a bit of support or a bit of information, or even just a listening ear. Now, you know, the helplines aren't open for the same length as they would be open during normal periods of the year, but we have our volunteers are on the phones for every day, and that includes Christmas Day. We have somebody on phones on Christmas morning. So if parents are struggling and they want to pick up the phone and they, you know, they want to talk to somebody, we are there.
Yeah, and we're talking about pressure there. Peer pressure can be come into the factor as well with finances, because parents are saying to themselves, well, the kids are going to go into school after Christmas and all their friends will be saying, look what I got the PlayStation 5 and I got this and I got that. And they try to, as you said, buy things that they can't really afford.
Yeah, well, this is this, you know. And again, we both heard it on the lines, I suppose I even see it myself from a parental point of view. Again, it is, kids who are, pushing their parents to buy, the latest, the PS5 or the latest Nintendo Switch or whatever it is, because, that their mates have it down the road. But, and parents who are literally going to the ends of the earth to try and find these devices, which were, relatively unavailable there for the last couple of weeks because the demand was such because they're all out there looking for them. And it's almost like parents are trying to make up to their kids for, the last 6 or 8 months of the year. But you can make it up to kids in other ways. You don't have to make it up by, overspending on devices that, you can't afford and that they don't necessarily need. And yes, I mean, there's always going to be peer, pressure coming from your kids, and that the kids themselves feel under peer pressure, in relation to everything. But again, that's just about stepping back and, you just because you're asked for something doesn't mean you have to give it.
Yeah. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, as I say, I mean, I think the main thing is just remember, as I say, that, we are there and we can help. And, I think, again, just remember that, Christmas can be, quite a volatile situation. As I say, it isn't necessarily the most wonderful time of the year for everybody. And, as I say, it can be a battlefield in a good year. So, if you feel a situation is getting out of hand, I suppose what we try to say to parents is, not to throw oil in the fire. To press the pause button, to step back, to take a couple of breaths, to walk away, to mind their own mental health, and to try and gauge or change their response to whatever behaviours or challenging behaviours are being directed at them, rather than pouring oil on the fire and letting the whole thing get out of hand. But Parentline volunteers are there for those 2 weeks, and we're more than happy to take phone calls from parents, if they want a listening ear and if they want to give any sort of validation for what they're doing, or if they want a bit of support, or if they want a bit of guidance. But as I say, again, it Christmas this year needs to have more realistic expectations, I think, even than Christmases other years, bearing in mind what's gone on. And nobody should be expecting this Christmas to compensate for the previous 9 months of the year. It is all about recharging the batteries, having more realistic expectations, and getting through it all as safely and peacefully as possible.
Yeah. Now, we just also would like to thank the volunteers because they're doing great stuff. And they're trained. So if there's a parent out there and saying, my problem is too small, it's too silly, the volunteers have heard it all.
Oh my God, John! I mean, there's probably no issue or problem that the Parentline volunteers haven't heard. They listen to parents about issues, all sorts of issues in relation to children of all ages, because all ages bring different parenting issues. Obviously, all the volunteers are extremely well trained and continuously trained. We've had continuous training right throughout this year on all sorts of issues by Zoom. From other organisations and from our own internal trainers. They're all extremely experienced, and they're there to provide as much guidance and support and information as they can. And if there's a problem that they feel you need to be signposted onto another organisation, they will do that. But, they will listen and they will guide from there.
Okay,
you mentioned something there, John. So can I just say, can I also thank the Parentline volunteers, because honestly, the volunteers that Parentline has are of such a high caliber, and I'm kind of bowled over sometimes at what they give and their work ethic and what they're prepared to do. And at no stage this year has the service level of Parentline dropped because of those volunteers. And you have to remember that is what they are, is volunteers. They're giving their time freely, and they're listening to parents freely, and they do their training freely, and it is all about giving back. They are a fantastic bunch of people, and they have helped thousands of parents this year. And, and some parents have been in quite tricky situations, and the Parentline volunteers have been there to help and support them. They're a fantastic group of people, and I have to thank them for years that they've put in this year.
Yeah. And would you refer people if you had a specific problem? Would Parentline refer them on? Yeah.
Absolutely. We would signpost on to an organisation that we felt was better able to deal with the particular issue that had cropped up. So we would signpost regularly, and as I say, we would we take training, or we get talks or take training from other organisations right through the year, every year, so that, you know, we understand what that particular organisation does, so that we know where to signpost to, you know, depending on the issue that the caller rings us about. So yes, we regularly signpost. That's a very important part of the service.
Yeah. Now, would you just let the listeners know the different ways that they can contact ParentLine?
Yeah. So our numbers are Dublin number 01 87 33 500. That's a Dublin. That's 01 87 33 500, or 1-890-927-277. 1-890-927-277. And again, as I say, we have a helpline service. You know, a little bit more limited than normal, but we have it there for parents right through the 2 weeks of Christmas, including Christmas Day. Also, I think I mentioned this to you before, John, the ParentLine website is a fantastic source of information. So if any parent, you know, has a, you know, an issue, and they you know, it's a very helpful source of information for reference and referral points to look at, because you might find exactly what, you know, you're worrying about on the ParentLine website, and get a bit more guidance from it. But it's a very good website, and it's just parentline.ie.
Parentline.ie. And if people, yeah, if people are a bit nervous about talking on the phone or face to face, is there an email that you could?
Well, to be honest, we try and stay away from email, because, you know, I mean, they can certainly email us at info@parentline.ie, but inevitably we will end up ringing, yeah, them or getting them to ring us, because we are a helpline service. But if they shouldn't be nervous to ring us, because first of all, one of the things I should have said there is we're entirely confidential and anonymous and non-judgmental, so there should be no fear whatsoever of ringing the ParentLine service. The ParentLine volunteers say they've heard it all, and they're more than, yeah, willing to listen and to guide and support from there.
Okay, Aileen, listen, thank you very much for taking the call, and it's great to know that ParentLine is there. And if any of our listeners are in under pressure or are having problems, they can ring on 1890 927 277, or 01 873 3500.
Yeah, and John, listen, thank you very much, by the way, for allowing me to create, you know, a greater awareness of ParentLine through your show during, you know, through the year. Because again, there's no point in having a service as good as ParentLine there if parents aren't aware of the service that it provides. So it's been great to get the opportunity to let parents know what we do and what's there.
Okay, Aileen, listen, once again, thank you very much for taking
John.
The call. And we'll be talking again in the new year, I'm sure.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, John. Take care. Bye-bye.